It's time for an hour like none other, the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, featuring God's prophet, Bishop Abiola Idowu of Prepa Worldwide. Prepare to be blessed, informed, and empowered to go to a higher level in your life with the revelation of the truth and the power of God's Word. The most powerful technology available is the Word of God. At Prepa, many have experienced wonders and incredible testimonies continue in the lives of the people. Join us now and start living the life that God has purposed for you. Welcome to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper, and we have an extraordinary program planned for you today. We are the Destiny Fulfillment team of Prepa Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're delighted to have you with us for this Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program designed to bring the very best out of you and put you in charge of your circumstance, your situation, and your life. We have a mandate from heaven by God to rule and have dominion over all things here on earth as graced by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God in the name of Jesus. It's time now to listen and receive the true revelation of God's Word that will absolutely eliminate your struggle, your frustration and oppression, cancel sickness and disease, and bring you into a life of joy, peace, prosperity, and righteousness through Christ. God's servant, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of Prepa Worldwide, brings you the word of life in the name of Jesus. It's time for the word of the living God with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. What a joy to be together again tonight on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program that is designed to bring the best out of your life. I'm so excited to be with you today, wherever you are watching us from. And I'm thankful to God because I know that there is something that is so particular about the Word of God. The Word of God is a creative force. When it enters into the heart of man, it brings the best out of you. It creates something when faith is released to the Word of the living God. Just as you will release the Word, your faith to the Word of your medical doctor, your physician, and you release your faith to the Word of your attorney, now it's time to learn how to release your faith to the Word of the living God. Because success, breakthrough, joy, salvation is attached to the spoken Word of God. So as we go into the Word of God tonight, get yourself excited. Let's go for it. But before we go, let's have the word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. We appreciate you for the power of the spoken word of God. We adore you because the word never fails. Thank you because of the opportunity that we have to hear the truth that sets free. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we are not just speaking, we are speaking what you sent us to say. And Father, we are expectant tonight, Lord, that the word will create life. The word will create destiny. The Lord will bring healing and deliverance. Lord Jesus, as the word is spoken, Lord, life will change permanently in the mighty name of Jesus. And we vow we return all the glory and all the praise to you. Precious Holy Spirit, take charge right now and let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a joy again to be together again on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. I'm so excited. You know, we've been dealing with issues with this particular topic for some time right now. And I believe that God just wants to bring us back into the reality of living the kingdom life on the earth. So I'll still be sharing with you living a successful life. Living a successful life. Now, I've never seen anybody in my life that just said, I've been praying to fail. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to be healed. Everybody wants to live a life of fulfillment. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to have their dream fulfilled. People want to be successful. Now, it is not you that want to be successful. It is God that put that desire inside of you because that is his plan. Now, you don't want to fail when God believes so much in you that you are born to be successful. But there are so many things that people don't really understand. That's why people that are destined for the top end up their life at the bottom of the ladder. And that is not God's will. Now, we are born of the Spirit when we are born again. Now, we are born of the Spirit. Now, when we are born of the Spirit, we are united with God to rule the universe by faith in the word of the living God. Now that means you, the fact that you are born, you are, and everything is okay with your family background, does not mean you are going to be successful, except you are born again. Now when you are born again, now your spirit, which was dead because of the sin in the Garden of Eden, came back alive and is united with God to rule the universe. That is part one. Now, you may be born again, and yet you are still failing until you begin to release your faith to the word of God. Now, our jurisdiction on earth is determined by the knowledge of the truth. The Bible tells us there in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5, he said, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." He said, "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." And he went ahead in verse 5. He said, "Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Now, from the scripture, you discover that nobody that is born of God is a failure. Now, I mean, you have to tell God, "God, how do you lie? How do you lie so much to fail?"
That's right.
Now, to fail is so difficult. Because number one, God is not part of it. Now, that means you deliberately go to the camp of the enemy to learn something that God didn't teach you.
That's right.
You are learning from the enemy how to fail. Because if God is not the one behind it, then why should you fail?
Right.
Bible says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" That means you are teaming up with the enemy against you.
That's right.
Now he said, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." So no child of God is a failure, but not every child of God is living in the truth. Now, if you are not living in the truth, then you are living in the enemy territory. And there is nothing God can do about that, because it is a decision that you are making by yourself to deny yourself of what God has put into your life.
That's right.
Now, take for example, God don't want anybody to go to hell, but people go to hell every day.
Right.
Now, why? Because they made a decision against God.
That's right.
Now, "God, you have this kind of stuff for me, but I don't want it."
That's right.
Now, if you don't want health, God won't force it on you. If you don't want longevity, God won't force it on you.
That's right.
Now, the way to overcome to reign and to be successful in life is to know that your flesh must not dominate your thinking. That is the easiest way to live a life of faith and the life of the truth. Your flesh must not dominate your thinking. When I mention the word flesh, I'm talking about your five senses.
That's right.
The moment your five senses steps into your life and you allow them to control the way you think, you're already living in the enemy's camp. That's the point. Because whatever dominates your thinking determines your life. Remember, the Bible says, he said, "As a man thinking in his heart, so is he." Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Now, if your thinking is in line with the dictate of your five senses, then you will be living many, 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 many times against God's plan for your life. Yes. Never, never, never forget that. That your body is not you. It's your slave. It's your servant. It's not supposed to control you.
Amen.
Now, I know you're so beautiful, you are so handsome, but that's not you.
That's right.
That's what we see. The real you is in the inside.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have seen so many people that just said, "Well, I have headache." No. "Oh, I have back pain." You don't have headache.
Right.
You don't have back pain.
That's right.
That body is suffering from backache. That body is suffering from headache.
That's right.
You are not the one. I'm telling you, you can have headache. You are created in the image and the likeness of God. That is the person inside of you. But many times, either abuse of your body or things that you are not doing right, now headache can come into the body. So what do I do? The Bible says the spirit of man shall sustain his infirmity.
That's right. That's right.
Now you go to your realm. Your realm is far above. Then you begin to address the body as your property. You are not addressing the body that is me. People say, "I have migraine." How can you have migraine? The body is having migraine. Right. So you address the body as your property. Right. Just as you will address your car if it's having a fault.
Amen.
You, if your car, me, I don't know. That's just a thing. You, if your car, God forbid, bathing, if your car is having an issue, do you tell everybody, my camshaft in my head is having problems? No, you don't do that.
That's right.
You don't do that.
No,
you don't even have camshaft.
No, sir.
It's in your car.
No,
now, many times we personalize this thing because we don't really know who we are.
Amen.
You are not the one having headache. I agree with you that the body is suffering from headache. The body is suffering from blood pressure, but not you. So you can come out of the body by faith, by addressing your body. I speak to you, body, hear the word of the living God. I disallow headache in this body. I disallow back pain in this body in the mighty name of Jesus. Paul the apostle, make it so clear. He was speaking to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 27. He said, now, and we saw clearly that there are two things that is happening in you, your body and you. He said, but I keep under my body. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I keep under my body. I and my body are two different things.
That's right.
The I and my body, we are two different things.
That's right.
Now, so I keep under my body. My body is something. Me, I'm different.
That's right.
I am in the likeness of God. Amen. I put this body under control. Let me tell you this. No, remember the last time we were talking about what comprises a successful life. And how you as a child of God can address your destiny and get the best out of it.
That's
now,
right.
Remember, I was talking about 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. And I said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That means there is nothing that overrules your life without your consent.
That's right.
You can cast it down. It will come no matter how born again you think you are. Now, do you know, I'm going to talk about that in a little bit now. Now, because a lot of people don't know that you are a spirit man living in a physical body and you are living in a physical world.
Right.
So the physical world want to speak to you. And if you are not very careful, they want to determine how you should live.
That's right,
how you should think. Now, three things stood out. Remember, we are talking about imagination the other time.
That's
because
right.
It talks about imagination.
That's
it
right.
Talks about knowledge. And it talks about thought. And when we are talking the last time about imagination, I was making you to see that when whatever you imagine become a picture of what you see.
Right.
And what you see determine the way you talk. Now, listen to this. Another powerful tool in the school of success is knowledge. The knowledge of the truth. I'm telling you, there is power in knowledge.
That's true.
Hey, what you know is what makes you known.
Amen.
Yeah. The power of knowledge shows how much you are able to enjoy in the inheritance that God purchased for you in Christ Jesus. I'm too sure. I mean, now, thank God you are a nice person. You are a good person. Now, good people get sick.
That's right.
Good people die young.
That's right.
Now, that means it's not just being good.
Not at all.
You need to add truth to your goodness.
Amen.
To make it produce the result that you desire in life. Now, you and I knows that we have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. But until we have the knowledge of the truth, the inheritance will not show up.
That's right.
Now, we all came here because of the fall of Adam with a porous and inadequate knowledge.
That's right.
Because, I mean, that the enemy already lied to us. We bought into his lies, and his lies has become the way we see things.
That's right.
He has already indoctrinated us into an extent that we see everything from the physical realm of life.
That's right.
You see, if I don't see it, if I can't touch it, if I can't smell it, if I don't hear it, probably it's not there.
It don't make sense.
It's not there.
That's right.
So we agree and we assume that, and the enemy enjoy that. And the realm of faith is is out of the five senses.
That's right.
You must not see it. Mm. You must not taste it. You must not feel it. Mm. But you must believe it.
That's
why?
Right.
Because God said it. God is not asking us to believe something that is just like abstract.
Right.
He's just asking us to believe what he said. Yeah. So the moment God says it, now it is now you and my responsibility to just begin to believe that. And the access to that is the knowledge of the truth. Our access to the realm of the spirit have been in that because the man, the woman that came out of Adam and Eve was spiritually dead.
That's right, Bishop.
So he cannot access his place anymore. He sees things differently from the way God sees it.
That's right.
And his mind has been so corrupted that even when things are faulty, to him or her, is really good. Now, it takes God to let everybody know that coronavirus don't have right over the life of a child of God.
That's right.
We have had it on the internet. Yeah. We have had it on the TV.
Right.
We have had it everywhere that this thing is killing everybody. So everybody is afraid.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, let's just tune in to God's channel and see, God, what are you saying concerning coronavirus?
Yeah.
Imagine if God said, well, I have been dealing with coronavirus also. And in fact, we are in heaven too. We are very scared and it's terrible. We have issues, but we are praying. Can you just imagine that?
Yes,
and he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So
right.
If it's not troubling them in heaven, it's not supposed to trouble what is on earth.
Not.
Now, but you see, we've been so much lied to, so much corrupted, that we believe so much about what people say more than what he says.
That's right.
I'm not saying don't use your mask. I'm not saying don't wash your hands.
That's right.
But I'm saying don't walk in fear.
That's right.
I told us in church the other time, I said, coronavirus is gone. Come back to church.
That's right.
Come
that's
back
right.
to church.
That's
you
right.
go to work. That's it right. didn't kill you in
that's
that
right.
war. You go to, I mean, you go to store. It didn't kill you.
That's well, right.
How do you think it's going to kill you in church
that's
in
right.
God's presence?
That's right.
It's a lie from the pit of hell.
Amen.
A man of God said this one, I believe it. He said, all this time when people have, I mean, all the services at home, he said, it's meant to be a time when the children of Israel were eating manna.
This
is allowed for that time.
This is it.
And you never see any revival happen in any house throughout those times. God allowed it for that time.
Right.
Now the time is running out.
Yeah.
Let's come back and catch the fire.
That's right.
Because coronavirus is just a first step. The end time is bringing too many.
That's right.
You need to get yourself equipped enough without the knowledge of the truth. That can never be true success.
That's right.
True success come when you know the truth.
Right.
Remember, every man has come short of the glory of God.
Right.
The only way to get yourself restored completely is to know the truth for yourself.
Amen.
And the truth we are talking about is the knowledge of the truth of what God is saying. When you know the truth, then you can resist the devil. Now listen to this. When the truth of God comes, there are so many things that the word is saying that you will debunk.
That's right. That's right.
It just comes to you and it drops.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
No matter who is saying it.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes, sir.
I have seen so many times that people even go into the scripture and quote the scripture, and that's not what the Bible is saying.
Mm-mm.
And they say, well, we've been reading it for so long. You've been reading it for so long, you've been reading it wrong.
That's right.
That's
right.
All you've been doing.
Is now, take for example, the Lord gives and the Lord takes. If the Lord don't give and the Lord don't take.
No, sir.
He's a giver.
Now, it's a base in the Bible. Yes. But God didn't say it.
That's right.
Job said it.
That's right.
Because Job was depressed. He was so frustrated about what was going on. Now, the Bible said, we saw it. The principle of God is the gift and the calling of God are without repentance. They are irrevocable.
That's right. That's right.
For Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son. He didn't take it back. God is a giver, he's not a taker.
That's right.
And somebody can believe that one. In fact, when things are happening, they say, well, God takes the people that are killed by coronavirus. No, devil killed them, not God.
Yeah.
Now, it's so painful to see that happen.
Yes.
I know a lot of families went through that. It's a lot of pain in their heart.
Yes,
but we don't want to push it to God because He is not responsible for this.
That's right.
I want you to understand this, that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You are made in the image and the likeness of the Almighty God, and that is something that happened to you when you got born again.
Amen.
You left a kingdom to another kingdom.
Yes, that's right.
You are now living in a new country.
That's right.
Now get that one right.
Mm.
And the country now that you live in, you have enough security and defense.
Amen.
That Satan himself knew he doesn't have access.
That's right.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 said, He delivered you from the power of darkness and He translated you into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Right.
Now who is lying here? Is it God or you?
No, sir.
God can't lie.
God cannot lie.
No, sir.
If I come into a new kingdom, now I need to know my security in that place.
That's right.
Otherwise, I'll be living in fear all the days of my life, living in that place.
That's right.
Now listen to this. Why do people go to buy houses in a neighborhood that they feel is secured? They pay more.
That's right.
Because they want to live in a place whereby when they sleep, they want to sleep well.
That's right.
There are places that when you buy houses there, you know that, I mean, you are going to be the security officer of your life.
That's right.
True or false? I'm telling
that's
you.
Right.
It's right. All over the world.
Yes, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes.
There are places that people just say, oh, if you leave that place, it's more secured. Now, why do you do that? Because you want to be secured.
Amen.
When you come into the kingdom of God, the king himself gets your security.
Amen.
And the security covers your health.
Amen.
The security covers
Amen.
Your finances.
Amen.
The security covers your children.
Amen.
The security covers
Amen.
Your longevity.
Amen.
And every other thing, because the king himself is interested in your success.
That's right.
So the
That's
kingdom right. that you are, I mean, that you are translated to don't want to see any of the citizens
That's
lack
right.
anything good.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Wow. And that's why we need to have this understanding that when there is sickness, there is a way the kingdom sees sickness.
Mm-hmm.
The world don't see sickness that way.
Mm-hmm.
That is a way the kingdom of God sees joy.
That's right.
That is a way they see prosperity.
That's right.
Now, if you want to enjoy the fullness of your life, you have to see the way the king sees everything.
Everything. That's right.
Stop seeing it your way. It's not going to work.
Amen.
Yeah, but you see everybody is going through it. Now, you will tell me whether everybody created you. Praise the name of Jesus. That is the way the kingdom sees godliness.
That's right.
That is the way the kingdom sees righteousness. That is the way the kingdom sees power. We have to align ourselves with the way the kingdom sees things so that we can enjoy the fullness of it. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us, he has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Come on, say that. So I don't know what you want God to do anymore. He said, through the knowledge of him, which has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, we escape corruption here.
That's right.
We saw from the scripture that the precious promises of God, which is the word of God, is the one that gives us a new nature.
That's right.
We become, I mean, we became the partakers of divine nature.
That's right.
So the more of the word that I have in me, the more I look like God.
Amen.
Getting the knowledge is not a gift.
Mm-mm.
Oh Lord, somebody needs to hear this.
Yeah.
So because somebody may just lay hands on me so that I can have the gift of knowledge. No. Getting the knowledge is not a gift.
It's a
function of responsibility, sacrifice, and searching for it. Some of you are listening right now. You want knowledge. That's why you're getting this.
Right.
Now you have to set your time that by 7 o'clock, I must be behind my radio. Tomorrow's service, I must be there. Because knowledge is not a gift. Now, I've never seen somebody say, I just finished my diploma or my degree or whatever. In fact, God is so faithful to me. I never go to school. I never read anything. They just lay hands on me in church, and I became a graduate. Now, I know that you are a fraud somewhere.
That's right.
Because they don't lay hands on people to become a graduate.
Yes, yes.
Now you have to go to school.
That's
now
right.
That's why the knowledge of the truth will bring you freedom.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge of the truth will bring you joy and peace.
That's right.
The knowledge of the truth will bring you satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge of the truth will increase your confidence and boldness. That's what it does.
That's right.
Now we saw the fearful Peter became a pillar by the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
Now I want you to see this one. Now, Abraham says something that was so strange here. In Hebrew chapter 11 verse 17, Hebrew 11 verse 17 to 19, he said, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting, listen to this, that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man went to an extent of ready to kill his son.
That's right.
And he says something.
Mm.
Even if I killed him, God will raise him back.
That's right.
Now, he didn't arrive there just because his name was called Abraham.
No, sir.
Now, because maybe just my name is Abraham too.
Mm.
Now, you see, because you bear Abraham or Abrahamic, or Abraham Novoki, whatever you call it, does not make you to get to that level.
That's right.
It
That's right.
takes some time to study what Abraham knew.
Mm.
Abraham knew God to Anesta that he said, even if I kill Isaac, he will raise him up. Nothing dies in the hand of this
Amen.
Great God. That is how your business must thrive.
Amen.
It must not die
Amen.
In your hand.
Amen.
Your children must not die in
Amen.
Your hand. Your hope must not die in
Amen.
Your hand.
Amen.
Your
Amen.
Prosperity must not die in your
Amen.
Hand. None of your body part must die before your day.
Amen.
That is God's plan.
Amen.
And I'm telling you tonight, that as you are listening to this, God has enrolled you in the school of success, in the school of breakthrough, in the school of joy and peace. Now begin to take your time by searching the truth from the Word of God. Now, the more of the truth you know, the more liberty you experience. Now, I'm going to pray for you tonight. I'm going to believe God for you. And if there's anything that is wrong in your life, I believe so strongly that God will fix it right now. Can you just release your faith as we pray? Remember, it's part of the truth that the Bible says, if two of us are agree as touching anything that we desire, we ask for, he says, it shall be done of my Father who is in heaven. Let's agree right now and let the heaven open. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you worship. We celebrate you because there is none like you. Thank you for the power of your righteousness. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your counsel. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I speak to the life of this one. Lord, they believe your word. They release their faith. And therefore, I silence every sickness, every disease. Lord, they cannot be sick because they are children of the Most High God. I rebuke every sickness, every disease. I bind it and I cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus. I restore peace. I restore your joy in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. God, by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, that dream will come to pass. I decree favor is your portion. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, whatsoever you lay your hands upon, you will prosper with it. I declare it is well with you. So shall it be. Thank you, Father. To you be glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Now look at that. I want you to know that there is no inheritance that can be credited into your account if you are not in the family. The inheritance is only for children. And if you want to be part of this, you want everything that God has done in Christ Jesus to come into your account, why don't you just say yes to Jesus tonight? Let me lead you into him. I mean to him. Why don't you say this prayer with me? Say, Father, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. From today, I give my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. From now, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. To you be glory forever. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. You are now a child of God. This is how it begins. Now, if you have that testimony, why don't you just email us at media@crepa.org. media@crepa.org. And we will send you some materials that will make you grow in your Christian faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And tomorrow is another opportunity to hear clearly from heaven, and your life will never remain the same again. Pastor Christian, I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait.
We just say, wow. Thank the Lord for you, Bishop. We thank you so much for that wonderful word. I was blessed, Pastor Clarence. I'm telling you, Sister Tina, we just got to thank the Lord for such a revelation, such insight into the word of God. Sir, we just want to thank the Lord for you. Because as a servant of the Lord, it takes your revelation and understanding and humility to bring such word to us. Because what you declared to us, you said what rules your thinking dominates your life.
That's it.
If your thoughts is being, people use thinking, that is what leads to worry, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. But we thank the Lord for you for giving us this opportunity to just think the kingdom way. There is a kingdom way, like you said. Tina, did you hear what he was saying? He said there is a kingdom way of thinking. That is an insight. We just want to thank you. We thank you for tuning in for all our listeners. We thank the Lord for you. We are the fulfillment team, and you are listening to Dr. Abiola Idewu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and this is the fulfillment team. We certainly want to invite you. Tomorrow is the biggest day in Crepa. Let me just let you know. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, so we want to invite you to join us. There are two worship services tomorrow. There's an 8 o'clock service and there's a 10 o'clock service. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. So if you're early riser, join us at the 8 o'clock service.
Yeah.
If you are a late riser, join us at the 10 o'clock service. And you know, we can pick you up.
Amen. Yeah.
All you have to do is call us at 904-646-8210. Let me introduce you to the fulfillment team now, because we have been blessed just being in the studio hearing this word. Amen. We have our Father in the Lord, Dr. Abiola, who you just heard that spoke. We have Sister Tina here. Hi, Sister Tina.
Hello.
Yes, and we are missing Sister Yolanda.
Wow.
Yes, but she will join us very soon. And we also have Pastor Clarence here.
Praise the Lord. I'm so excited. This word is so much, so rich today. You guys are in for a treat.
Yes. And I'll turn this over to you, Pastor Clarence.
Oh, my goodness. Bishop, I just want to thank you, sir, again, as Pastor Christian said. You know, the word is full. This word is fruitful, Bishop. If you don't get something from this, Bishop, anybody that's listening tonight, if you don't get something for this, something is wrong somewhere. You know, you said something about us having a divine nature. But the nature that I had before this divine nature had me totally dependent on my five senses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this divine nature, Bishop, I depend on the word of God.
Yes.
I depend on the word of God. You know, you talked about sickness, disease, and things like that. You know, we had an episode before where something happened, and, you know, being in his divine nature, sickness cannot touch us.
Yeah.
So for our listening audience out there tonight, Bishop, speak to them about having this divine nature. I mean, it's more than just having it, but you have to know the word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that question, Pastor Clarence. We will get the answer of that question right when we come back from the break. My
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9, New Living Translation says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything. Proverbs 11, 24 also, New Living Translation says, give freely and become more wealthy. Here are some examples of people who gave. In Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20, Abraham gave to King and High Priest Melchizedek a tenth of everything. In Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44, the poor widow presents two mites, the whole of our possession, at the temple. But the greatest sacrifice of giving is God Himself. He gave His only Son. In doing so, He left us with a true example of what it means to give. He asked us to sacrifice as an act of worship before Him. And when we obey, we are blessed. You have an opportunity to be a blessing to yourself. Text now the word give and be blessed to this number 73256. And you'll be a blessing to this program by giving in. There's few prompts that will come up when you text give and be blessed. It will give you an opportunity to plant a seed. You can also use Cash App by using the $CREPA. Or we want you to bring your contributions to this program in person. Join us for our worship services. We have three services. On Wednesdays, there's a 7 p.m. service. There's also two services on Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Come to 7171 Arlington Expressway with your giving. And you can reach me, Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, Sister Yolanda, Sister Tina, or any one of us will be happy to welcome you in Crepa. Please text give and be blessed to 73256. Welcome back. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment and the Fulfillment Team with Dr. Abiola Idewu and the Fulfillment Team from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Before the break, Pastor Clarence asked a question, and this was his question. He said, in the kingdom of God, we have a divine nature, sir.
Yeah.
And that divine nature means sickness cannot touch us.
Yes.
That is because we are in the Word.
Amen.
But if you are not in the kingdom, it's a different story for you.
Yeah. You see, I want every of our listeners to listen to this very carefully because I don't want you to miss it. Because I believe that a lot of people will be saying, but well, I know a lot of Christians who are sick or something. Now listen to this. When you are in the Word, you have a different nature.
Amen.
It happened from the fall of man. When man fell from the garden, you will remember, before the fall of man, there was no sickness.
Amen.
That's right.
There was no disease.
That's right.
In fact, there was no death.
That's right.
Now, when man was in the garden, that nature was the nature of their father,
that's right.
God.
That's right.
Now, when man sinned, now the nature changed.
That's right.
Now, the Bible tells us, he said, man became the son of the devil. The Bible says, he said, you are of your father, the devil.
Right.
It's in John 8:44.
Right.
Now, you are of your father, the devil. Now, Satan became the father of the world. In fact, he said, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, he said, the God of this world has blinded the mind of them that believe not.
Right.
Now, that was the state of man. Now, when Jesus Christ came, he didn't just come to forgive us our sins.
Amen.
If it is forgiveness of sin, who will sin again?
That's right.
That's right.
So what he did was to change the nature.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
So the nature was changed from the inside.
That's right.
Now, but we still have the physical body.
That's right.
Now, the nature in the inside, when you got born again, now, there is no child of God that will sin that will be happy.
That's right.
I am telling you, it can be an habit, but each time you do that thing, there is something inside of you that make you feel uncomfortable.
That's right.
Because
that's
sin is no more your nature.
That's right. That's right.
Even if you lie, you will, oh, God, I messed this up again.
Yes.
You see?
That's
now,
right.
Because it's no more your nature.
That's right.
Now, you are now learning from your flesh.
That's right.
You get that?
Yes.
Yes.
That your five senses is now
your master, teaching you how to sing. Now, if you are listening to the body, that all your five senses, you will master, you'll be a master singer. But if you are learning from the spirit through the word of God, you will overcome your flesh.
That's right.
So there is nobody that just saying, I am just addicted to this. No, you allow your five senses, your body to teach you what the word of God supposed to teach you. So the moment you make up your mind, Lord Jesus, I want you to help me. I want the word of God to be my watchword. I'm telling you, flesh will begin to go down and the spirit will rise up. Amen. And when sickness comes, I'm telling you, the faith in the inside, the spirit, the life of God in the inside will fight the outside.
Yes.
He said in Romans chapter 8 verse 11, he said, if the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, he said, he that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwell inside of you. So that is a quickening force in your inside as a believer, that when something comes inside on your body, you want to pull it off. If you will consistently speaking the same thing, God is saying, this is where the problem is. Somebody is having an headache. He said, by his stripes I'm healed. The headache continues. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. The headache continues. Then you begin to tell everybody, I have a headache.
Wow.
Because the flesh will want to rule what you are saying. So you have to cast those things down. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much. You know, that is a revelation that brings this verse in my head. As you're speaking, Romans 6:14, it says, for sin shall not have dominion over you.
So that means you are not
speaking. You know, sin shall not have dominion over you. We thank the Lord Jesus for such a revelation, because our nature has changed, Sister Tina. Because what he has given us is understanding that, look, you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I will give it to you, Sister Tina. Go ahead.
I know you want to ask a question.
So the question that I have is in regards to the five senses and ruling our life, and we get such good training in that in the world, you know, through TV and what we listen to music. So there's a real need in the body of Christ to be grounded and established in spiritual things.
Yes.
So can you address with us the ways that we become more grounded and rooted, not just stable. You know, through the word of God, we are stabilized, but we also need to be rooted and grounded, like in Colossians 2:6-7 says. It says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him. So instead of grounding ourselves in what is wrong, you know, and believing it, believing the lies of the devil, believe in what Christ can do for us. And how can we can stabilize our life, and we can be strong and not weak.
Thank you, Sister Tina. I want every of our listener to listen to this. This is very important, because I know a lot of believers are struggling with that. Now, many times when they hear the word, they get stable, and after some time, they lose it. Now, watch this. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. Now, a lot of people, they hear one truth and they hear it once and they leave it. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's just like your physician, your doctor just give you a medication and he just said, this medication is going to be for 7 days. Two in the morning, two in the afternoon, two in the evening, for 7 days, something like that. And then you took it for the first 2 days and you feel okay. And he said, it doesn't matter. You don't complete the dose.
That's right.
Amen.
A lot of people don't complete the dose of God's word.
Wow.
So they just take a little bit of it and they think, I'm okay. You are not okay. Now, because when the enemy comes and he bombard your mind with negative thoughts and fear, it is what is inside of you that will come out.
That's right.
If you take a bottle of Coca-Cola and then you shake it and you open it, what happened?
It goes
off because of the content. But if nothing is inside that bottle, right. No matter how much you shake it, when you open it, yeah. Nothing is coming out.
That's right.
Now, the word inside of you comes out when the storms of life shakes you.
That's right. Mm.
Yes.
Because it's going to it's shake coming. You. It's coming.
That's right.
So when it shakes you, now when it opened you, it will meet something.
That's right.
Boom!
That's right.
But if there is nothing... Now, take for example, somebody is only reading Bible once a day. I mean, once in a week. You just come to church Sunday, and next the remaining days, it's not. The devil is so excited about that.
That's right. That's right.
He's so excited he will be clapping for you.
That's right.
Because he will be telling everybody we have one victim here.
Wait, that's no. Right.
That's we got another victim. He's a child of God, but we're going to... Because, let me tell you, the mind... of a man is like a magnet. Whether you are using it or not, is attracting something.
That's
all
right.
The time.
And it's so funny that he attracts negatives more than positive.
That's right. That's right.
So if you are not casting anything down by what you know, by what the world says that is already inside of you, it's not going to work. That was why I decided and I said every day. I will make sure that on our REM Connect, I send scriptures and prayer to pray every day.
That's right.
Now, except you are not ready to grow, except you are not ready to be a victor, that is when you become a victim.
That's right.
So that because every day a scripture is coming to you that you can meditate on, prayer that will follow it, and even confession.
That's right. Yeah.
So that you're already in charge of the day.
That's
because you may not feel it now, but the enemy is somewhere.
Somewhere.
Just looking at how he's going to get to you.
Thank you so much, Bishop.
Wow.
This you are listening to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idewu and the Fulfillment Team. We are from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We are going to a short break. We will be right back.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly invites you to their worship service tomorrow. There are two worship services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call area code 904-646-8210. There's also a midweek Bible study, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. But don't miss tomorrow's worship services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, New Living Translation says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything. Proverbs 11, 24, also New Living Translation says, give freely and become more wealthy. Here are some examples of people who gave. In Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20, Abraham gave to King and High Priest Melchizedek a tenth of everything. In Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44, the poor widow presents two mites, the whole of our possession, at the temple. But the greatest sacrifice of giving is God Himself. He gave His only Son. In doing so, He left us with a true example of what it means to give. He asked us to sacrifice as an act of worship before Him. And when we obey, we are blessed. You have an opportunity to be a blessing to yourself. Text now the word GIVE and be blessed to this number 73256. And you will be a blessing to this program by giving in. There's few prompts that will come up when you text GIVE and be blessed. It will give you an opportunity to plant a seed. You can also use Cash App by using the $CREPA. Or we want you to bring your contributions to this program in person. Join us for our worship services. We have three services. On Wednesdays, there's a 7 p.m. service. There's also two services on Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Come to 7171 Arlington Expressway with your giving. And you can reach me, Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, Sister Yolanda, Sister Tina, or any one of us will be happy to welcome you in Creper. Please text GIVE and be blessed to 73256.
Welcome back This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idewu and the Fulfillment Team. We are from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you to join us tomorrow worship service. We have two services. There is an 8 o'clock service, and there is a 10 o'clock service. If you need a ride, give us a call, 904-646-8210. Sir, we just had the Dominion Celebration.
Wow.
What a program that we have just had.
Wow.
You know, our listening audience, we're able to connect to that program because we had 2 weeks of some program rebroadcast through the special program.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank the Lord for that. This Dominion Celebration this year, awesome. This first one, because lives were changed, destinies were changed, people were blessed.
Amen.
I mean, people had doors open beyond their understanding. I mean, we had some testimonies. People had new jobs. People were healed. There are people who had breakthrough. There were. It was a month of unusual favor.
Unusual favor.
I mean, so, sir,
unusual.
We just want to thank the Lord because
give God praise.
These Amen. Testimonies
we
are not
him.
We one thing we want to take light for. So we just want to thank the Lord for
we
it,
give
sir.
God praise.
We give God praise.
We give God praise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Lord speaks, we should expect things to happen.
Amen. That's right.
Because God don't just speak just to encourage us.
Not at all.
He speaks to change us.
That's right.
And when he speaks, his word is his person.
Amen.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That meeting was heaven on earth.
That's right. That's right.
Now, outstanding testimonies, I mean,
wow.
Bam! And God is just moving and changing lives. And I believe that even you that you are not there, that you watch it, I know that God has done something right. in your life.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, the miracles of God's word is still continuing.
Still
don't
continuing.
Ever think because the meeting has ended, that's the end.
That's
no.
Right. It's a continuation.
No. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, you know, there was someone that connected online, and they were not even in Jacksonville, but you gave a word, said, in so many hours, something will happen in the life of somebody.
Yeah.
And that person sent a written confirmation that the word of God came,
right.
and it performed exactly what you
that
said.
That was, see, you see, the word came and he said, if I was giving a testimony of what happened to a lady that the Lord said in 6 days. And as I was saying that one, the hand of the Lord came upon me so strongly and he was making me to say and repeat the same thing.
You did.
They just believed
you
it.
Did.
That's right. Bam.
That's right.
And listen, I don't know why the church is having issues of getting the best out of God. Because when God speaks, it's you just to believe it,
that's it.
And things will change.
That's right.
Just believe it and see the glory of God.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. So we just want to thank the Lord. You know, this week is a great week, but I'm going to turn it over to Sister Tina. Sister Tina, what is going on in Crepa this week?
Well, we have an Easter service coming up, resurrection service. We have two services at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And if you were blessed by this show tonight, I would just appreciate it if you would share this video on your social media. Help us spread the gospel, the good news. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I think what Sister Tina is actually trying to say here is that this particular weekend, sir.
Yeah.
Our name for this commission is Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
That's it.
So
that's it.
This commission is built on resurrection power.
That's it.
You know, I mean, we look forward to any other day, but this is the day that we look special. This is the day that Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, it means a lot because we know Jesus is alive.
Amen.
If our God is not alive, we will not be here.
Amen.
So I will turn this over to our Father in the Lord, sir.
Is it?
We know. There is something you must tell us. What are we expecting this week?
You have never been to Crepa. If you don't, you are not in church on Sunday. You have never been here.
Wow.
I'm telling you. Wow. You see?
Wow, Bishop.
Do you know
yes.
the meaning of miracles.
Mm. That's right.
Signs.
Mm. That's right.
Wonders.
That's right.
In store proof a point.
That's right, Bishop.
That Jesus is alive.
Is alive.
That's right. Amen.
Now, people will argue stuff. Mm-hmm. People will have their own opinion. Mm-hmm. People, the skeptics will say this is what we feel.
That's right.
And God knows. Mm. And God debunk every of their plight by stamping the resurrection power
Amen.
Of Jesus.
That's right.
So this Sunday, expect to have an insight of what happened on the cross. Mm. Begin to see what God did in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. Mm. Begin to expect something you have never seen before happening in your life. Now, come with a request that will show everyone around you that Jesus is alive. I cannot wait.
Mm. Mm.
Wow. That's the essence of the calling.
That's it. That's it. That's
now,
it.
Maybe you need to know why we are Christ's resurrection power. Yeah. That is it. If that name didn't show, if the proof is not there, then this ministry is zero.
That's right. That's right. So we cannot wait because Sister Tina, Pastor Clarence,
yes,
I know we have just got an insight of what we expect.
Amen. That's right.
Because this commission.
That's right.
Bishop is just telling us that if there is anything to prove the power of the God that we serve is this weekend.
This weekend. Yeah.
Because it's he is built on that name.
Yeah, right.
So I want to thank the Lord for our listeners, our viewing audience, everyone that is connected to this program one way or the other. You know, we want to invite you, join us this weekend. You don't want to miss this service. There are two services. It's 8 o'clock service, and there is a 10 o'clock service. Our location is 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, we will pick you up. All you need to do is call 904-646-8210. 904-646-8210. Call that number, and we will pick you up. Sir, you know, the revelation of the Word of God eliminates struggles, sickness, disease, frustration, oppression, anything that the enemy brings to your life, because the Word of God has the power to do that.
That's it.
So every Tuesday, if you're listening, you can connect to the Hour of Dominion, the Dominion Hour every Tuesday. Our Father in the Lord, Bishop Abiola Idowu, is also bringing the revelation of what gives you the ability to have joy, to have peace, to have prosperity, to be able to dominate this power on earth, which is the power of the devil, by the revelation of the Word of God. Tune in to the YouTube program, which is Dominion Network. Every Tuesday, there is a program that will bless you. Also, you will connect to this program every Saturday. We are here at 7 p.m. on 107.9. Praise 107.9. So I'm afraid, but we are out of time here.
Yeah.
Yes. Until next week, please stay connected. You can tune in or you can connect to our Facebook page or our Dominion page or go to www.crepa.org and you will be blessed. Until next week, remember, Jesus is alive.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210, and one of the Crepper prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
This has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast with Bishop Abiola Idowu of Prepper Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, Florida. We invite you to join us for any of our powerful weekly services on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. For more information or if you need a ride, call us at 904-646-8210 and we'll pick you up. Join us right here on Praise 107.9 or the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Facebook page on next Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment.